All right, so now I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the more advanced sections that you can add to a page on your Simplero website. Okay, so in my previous video, I shared about some of the more basic sections that are used a lot, like text and media and text and a list signup form. And now I just want to show a couple of the sections that are a little more advanced so that you guys can try them out. So if you look on the left side here, I'll move my little thingy. You'll see that there are different options, like for example, collapsible text. I mean, there are so many sections. I'm not going to go through all of these, but there's different sections like collapsible text, for example, where you can add some text here, and then under continue reading, you can add text that they can, read beneath the continue reading link. When they click it, it opens up more text that was collapsed. So there's fun stuff like that. If we scroll down, there's also a countdown timer. You can choose to count down to a specific date, or you can count down to a period after they activate on a list or on a product, right? So activation means when the time the contact signed up for a list or bought a product, or other options that we have listed here, right? So you can actually have the countdown timer start at the time that they activated. On either of those things. So it's really cool. And we've got different options on the left side here to obviously you can change the style and all of that of this section. But then it's really nice because you can also show alternate text if the countdown has ended or it's not applicable anymore. So if they come onto this page and the countdown timer is done for them, then you can actually have text that will appear for that person instead of the actual timer, right? So that's definitely one of the more advanced sections as well. There's lots in here. There's FAQ sections where you can, do frequently asked questions, testimonials. These are full width testimonials. And then this one's kind of important, the hero heading. So if you add the hero heading, you can actually put an image behind some text, and you could have the text be white with the image in the back being darker. Or you could make the text dark by highlighting all of the text and switching it to, a darker color. And then you could click on the custom background overlay color and switch that to like a white or a lighter color. And you can choose how transparent you want it to be or not. And you can see you can kind of play around with it that way. You can also add spacing to make it bigger. You can add a button on the left side of the page. Oops. Add a button that goes here, or if you want to move it up like this. I mean, there's so many options, right? So this is usually what people will put at the top of the page. You can see here, this is a hero image section that we have with text on it, a title and a subtitle, right? So lots of different options. I'm kind of just doing a high level overview of some of the really advanced ones, like a script section. Also, like if you've got an embedded signup form, you've got a script that you want to add some script code for, like a chat bot from an external website, or script code to paste something onto this site that uses script. So if that's a little snippet of code that you receive from the external website that you want to embed something here, you can do that with this section as well. You'll see it's where you add and execute JavaScript. So that's definitely an advanced section, but it's necessary for a lot of people who have, if you have something that you want to do with code. Yeah, so it's really cool. We've got lots of different options. I'm kind of just going through the more advanced ones this time. Under products, you can have, a pricing table. You can do the product catalog. This is kind of what it would look like. And then you can even do, in the Instagram feed, you can connect your to Instagram as well. So these are kind of the really definitely popular ones that I've seen being used in Simplero. Yeah, so that's just kind of a high level overview of some of the more advanced sections. Feel free to just hop into your account and play around. And then if you have any questions, go ahead and put in a support ticket. All right.